And I want to talk a little bit about VPNs. Our last caller asked an interesting question. He wants to secure his internet conversations so prying eyes can't see what he's doing. He's tethering to his smartphone. The tether to the smartphone, which is over Bluetooth, is fairly secure. Bluetooth is not the securest of all protocols, but secure enough. It's not something somebody can just see what's going on. It is encrypted. And then once you get into the cell phone, your conversation going from the cell phone to the cell tower is encrypted, and then it's on your carrier's network. At that point, it's on the public internet. And once it's on the public internet, as you probably know, it's not going directly to Yahoo.com or the TechGuyLabs.com. It's hopping through a number of servers. And all along the way, it's visible to anybody who wants to see it. It's one of the reasons a number of people, including especially Google, are promoting the idea of what they call HTTPS everywhere. Yeah, that's a stirring slogan. I want a button that says that. To geeks, it makes sense, but to the rest of the world, is what? HTTPS. S is secure, and you know HTTP is what comes before a web page. So what they're saying is we want all internet traffic to be secured, to be encrypted. Currently, when you go to your bank or you go online shopping at Amazon or any other reputable store, you'll notice that your browser window says HTTPS all of a sudden, and you're in a secure environment. That means that the data coming from your smartphone through the Bluetooth to your regular phone, to the carrier cell tower, to the carrier, to the public internet, all the way to the bank is encrypted. The only people who can read that traffic are the people who have the keys at either end. Everybody else is blind to that traffic. That's what you want, especially if you're banking or buying, you know, sending a credit card. And that's a very good system. It works. It's secure. There are attacks against it. But with a modern machine, you should be all right. You shouldn't have any problem with that. So the good news is more and more of that is encrypted. Gmail, for instance, all the way secure. Facebook, all the way secure. Facebook, of all things, completely secure. So the only people who can see your Facebook traffic are you at this end and Facebook at the other end, and nobody in between can sniff it, can look at it. Now, if you go to, my site, TechEyeLabs.com, that's an HTTP site. And we have, you know, because I don't feel like that's really necessary to secure that, there's no transaction at all. I'm not asking for any information. I don't take credit cards or email addresses or anything. You're looking at web pages. That's fair. What you're seeing is publicly available on the internet. Doesn't seem like that needs to be secured. Eventually, we will, because that's the trend. Google even says you'll get better search ranking if you have a secure website, an HTTPS website. So eventually, we'll do that. But there's no secrets being exchanged. So even if you were on a public internet, you know, you're sitting in a coffee shop, so somebody sees you're visiting my website, that's harmless. A little less harmless with Facebook, right? Because if they could steal your Facebook login, that would be bad news, right? So it's good that Facebook is encrypted. It's good your email is encrypted. Make sure it is. You know, some older internet service providers may not do that. They want to encrypt not only the password, not only the login, but all the transactions. When you're reading email, it shouldn't be visible in a public Wi-Fi setting. But most places are, and you should look at the browser. You can see a lot, sometimes there's a padlock. Now, it depends on the browser. Apple has decided, I think mistakenly, to hide the HTTPS. They say, oh, nobody wants to see that. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. But there is still an indicator in Safari that you're in a secure site. So what about this VPN? What does that do, and why would you want it? People first learned about VPNs, virtual private networks, at work. A VPN is what your business might use so that employees can be on the business network, the company's network, when they're at home. You don't want that to be a public event. You want that to be private. And you want to authenticate the person so that it's really an employee when they're on the network. So most businesses, if they allow logins from offsite, from your house or from traveling, will use a VPN. You run some software on your computer, you log in to the work computers, and now it's as if you're sitting in your office. The way that works is it makes an encrypted tunnel. Think of it as like a brick tunnel. It's impervious to prying eyes, and all the data is going back and forth through there. That's part. There's two parts, of course. There's the authentication and there's the encryption. You can also use VPN if you'd like. There are third-party VPN providers who say, we'll provide a VPN service. You log into our service. And all of the information, even if it's an unencrypted thing, even if it's Leo's website, will be encrypted from your computer to our server. So nobody at a coffee shop can see it. And you could do that on your phone. You could run a VPN on your phone, but nobody could see it. The problem is, in order for you to contact why sites like mine, you have to at some point be unencrypted. If you came, there's no VPN on my website. You have to be on the public internet to see my website. So what'll happen is you'll emerge onto the public internet wherever that VPN server lives, and then you'll be on the internet. You're not anonymous because in order to be at my website, I have to know what your address is. So you're not anonymous. There might be some anonymizing features, but that's not the main purpose. The main purpose is to hide what's going on up to that point and then go out on the public internet. So it's a very limited use because you're still, you know, if you're still on the public internet, you're just not – mostly a VPN is useful nowadays if you want to look like you're coming from another country. Why would you want to do that? Well – people sometimes want to watch BBC shows. The BBC in the UK blocks any addresses outside of the UK because it's a public service paid for by British citizens, you know, with their license fees. So they say, well, if you're outside United Kingdom, you can't watch the BBC. So there are people who want to watch shows on the BBC. You want to see Doctor Who the minute it's available, who will use a VPN with an endpoint in England. Then you look as if you're from England. And of course, a lot of sites are now wise to this, unless they take other measures to verify your location, they'll say, oh, yeah, you're in England, so we'll let you watch Doctor Who. That's the chief use. There are downsides to VPNs. They can slow you down because, of course, there's an extra layer of encryption and an extra server that you have to go to. So sometimes they're not great for watching video, ironically. That's one of the things people want to use them for. VPNs are, I think, nowadays less important because, and it's really up to you to check, as long as the sites that you want private, you want to be private, are HTTPS. They're secure sites, and that's probably true of banking, shopping sites. I hope it's true of your email. If you're using Google email or Yahoo email, it is. Check. It's easy to see in your browser, HTTPS. If those are secure sites, all the transactions, the logins are secure. Then the VPN doesn't really add any additional security. It only encrypts, you know, only protects you when visiting sites that you know, like mine, that who cares? Oh, he's visiting techguylabs.com. Oh. So I think that as long as you understand what a VPN does, you can decide whether you want to, there's a cost to it. Not only a financial cost, you usually have to pay a few dollars a month for it, but there's a speed cost, a complexity cost. And it may not really be necessary as long as you understand that, you know, what's encrypted and what's not in your transaction. So I wanted to explain that. I think people just, it's a default now. Oh, yeah, I need a VPN. Not necessarily. It used to be. But now that most sites that you really want to be secure are encrypted, are secure, I think it's less necessary. 8888-ASK-LEO. And you know, on your cell phone, it is safe. It's encrypted until it gets to the cell network, just like other internet traffic.